New Zealand Educational Institute Guidelines for Physical Contact with Children. All contact should be positive and affirming. Teachers and support staff work in a rewarding yet challenging environment. As NZEI members, they accept a commitment to recognize and respect the dignity and rights of the child. They have to be mindful of societal expectations, yet personally involved with individual children. To meet these expectations, teachers, including principals, supervisors, managers, and support staff, will have to come into physical contact with children. This is acceptable when carried out in a professional and responsible manner that is age appropriate. The interactions between all staff and children are important for building caring, inclusive, and cohesive learning communities. Teachers or support staff who withdraw from physical contact of a caring nature and are guarded in their interactions with children may not be acting as positive role models. Any intentional contact that would constitute child physical and/or sexual abuse or be potentially harmful to the well-being of the individual is inappropriate. The following are examples of contact that may be professionally appropriate. First, emotional support, including hugging or placing a supportive arm across the child's shoulders, but only when and where needed. This is especially important in an early childhood setting or with young children when reassurance is required. Second, patting a child on the back or shoulder in a congratulatory manner when praise is due. Third, where custom and practice within cultural observances dictates appropriate physical contact. Fourth, during the delivery of a lesson which necessitates demonstration using appropriate contact. Fifth, helping with toileting as appropriate. Sixth, personal assistance with special requirements, including lifting, transferring, or administering medication. Seventh, accident or medical emergency situations. There will be times when, due to extraordinary circumstances, more physical contact and intervention is required. In these situations, teachers and support staff may be required to act quickly and decisively to restrain children or remove them from danger. Building a positive and caring learning environment will involve some physical contact with children. New Zealand Educational Institute encourages all schools and centers to discuss situations where physical contact might occur and to develop procedures and guidelines outlining acceptable boundaries for differing circumstances.